我是刘介凡弟兄。
I'm Jeffrey Liu from Taiwan.
我从台湾来，过去有长一段的时间跟我们朱志友弟兄在台北的满庭芳教会一同配搭服事。
I've had the opportunity to serve together with our brother Freedom Zhu when I was attending a gathering, the same gathering as he did when we were in Taiwan.
今天很高兴。
I'm very happy today.
能够跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享主的话。
I'm very pleased today that I can share the Lord's words with you today.
请我们看一段圣经。
Let's read a passage from the scripture.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter
3, 14节到16节
verse 14 through 16.
我们一同来宣读。
Let's read it together.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我耽延日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基，大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接待荣耀的。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 through 16. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit,seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
请我们再有一点点祷告。
Let's pray again.
亲爱的主耶稣，感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you.
谢谢你给我们有一段时间。
Thank you for giving us this time.
能够来读你的话语。
So that we can read your words.
交通你的话语。
Can have fellowship on your words.
使我们求你圣灵自己来运行在我们中间。
We ask that the Holy Spirit works among us.
你的宝血来洁净我们。
That your precious blood cleanse us.
使我们有一颗清洁的心。
So that we have a pure heart.
有一个无愧的良心。
So that we have a blameless conscience.
有一个无违的信心。
So that we have faith.
来认识你的话。
To know your words.
只是一个头脑的知识。
It is not just knowledge in our mind.
更是我们里面的明白。
It is understanding within us.
成为我们的生命。
So that it can become our life.
成为我们的供应。
Become our provision.
能够活出来。
So that we can live it out.
这是你要我们所做的。
This is what you want us to do.
我们仰望。
We look to you.
人的话何等的有限。
How limited are men's words.
为圣灵自己来翻译。
We pray that the Holy Spirit translates.
让讲的人。
So that the one who's speaking,
翻译的人,
the one who's translating,
听的人,
all of those who are listening,
进到你的心意当中,
so that we can all enter into your will.
求你垂听我们的祷告,
pray that you listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的,
in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们刚刚读的这一段圣经,
the verses that we have just read,
是保罗写给提摩太。
These are words Paul wrote to Timothy.
他说，假若我耽延日久。
He said, if I am delayed.
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
You may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
这家就是永生神的教会。
And the church of the living God.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and ground of truth.
大灾近前的奥秘。
And without controversy, great
is the 无人不以为然。
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
就是神在肉身显现。
God was manifested in flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Justified in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
Preached among the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
被接在荣耀。
Received up in glory.
这一段的话。
These words.
深深地抓到我的心。
They're deeply rooted in my heart.
也开启我的眼目。
And they opened up my eyes.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
就是神儿女的家。
It is the house of God's children.
这是就着性质来讲。
It is talking about the character, the essence of church.
教会的性质就是神的家。
The characteristic of church is that it is the house of God.
家是一个什么样的感觉，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of feeling does a home give you, a house give you?
当你进到家里的时候。
When you enter a house, when you enter home.
通常我回到家的时候。
When I go home.
我的父母常常会问我，你肚子饿不饿？
My parents would often ask me, are you hungry?
只要我说我肚子饿,
if I say I'm hungry,
他马上就弄一些饭菜给我吃。
They will immediately prepare food for me.
家给你第一个感觉就是温暖。
The first feeling home gives you is that it's warm.
家里第一个感觉就是关怀。
The first feeling of home is that there's caring.
在家第一个感觉就是充满了爱。
The first feeling of home is that it's filled with love.
你回到家里,
when you return home,
你就有安息。
You can be rested.
你就有平安。
You have peace.
这里我们就看到。
Here we can see.
教会在地上就是神的家。
Church in this world is the house of God.
神在这里有安息。
God can be rested here.
神的儿女在这里有安息。
God's children can rest here.
就着性质来讲。
Therefore, to talk about the characteristic of a church.
教会就是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
就着功用来讲。
If we talk about the function of church,
它说是真理的柱石和根基。
It says that it is the pillar and ground of the truth.
教会必须是真理的柱石。
Church must be the pillar of truth.
什么是真理的柱石呢？
What is the pillar of truth?
这个地上没有真理。
There is no truth in this world.
教会把真理支撑出来。
The church manifests, brings out the truth.
教会把真理彰显出来。
Church manifests out truth.
今天人要知道真理。
Today, if men want to know truth,
神的真理。
Truth of God.
什么是神？
What is God?
什么是基督？
What is Christ?
什么是教会？
What is church?
到底有什么真理？
What is the truth? What are the truth?
人活在地上是为什么？
Why do we live in this world?
人从哪里来？
Where do men come from?
人往哪里去？
And where are men going?
所有的真理。
All of these truths.
必须在教会彰显出来。
Must be manifested through the church.
它的功能不光是彰显真理。
The function is not only to manifest truth.
它更是真理的柱石下面和基地。
It is the pillar and the ground of truth.
基地这个原文的意思。
The original meaning of ground.
就是 basic.
It means it's basic.
就是像陆军基地。
It's like the camp of army, the base of army base.
空军基地，海军基地。
Like the naval base, the air force base.
是训练军人的所在。
It is a place to train military men.
正常的教会。
A normal church.
它应该有个功能。
It should have a function.
能够训练耶稣基督的精兵。
It should be able to train soldiers of Jesus Christ.
使我们对神有正确的认识。
So that we have a correct understanding towards God.
我们也能够为耶稣基督传福音。
So that we can preach the gospel for Lord Jesus.
当有错误的时候,
and when there is a mistake,
我们可以使人知道哪里有错误。
we can let men know what is wrong.
这是就是它的功用来说。
And that is to talk about its functions.
是真理的柱石根基。
It is the pillar and ground of truth.
接下来他说这是大灾近前的奥秘。
And then it says this great is the mystery of godliness.
而且他说没有人无人不以为然。
And then it says it is without controversy.
没有人不认为这是对的。
No one would think that this is incorrect.
就是这样，教会应该就是这样。
And this is the way church ought to be.
是什么呢？
What is it?
就是神在肉身显现。
It is God manifested in flesh.
神不只在主耶稣基督的身上显现。
God was not only manifested in Lord Jesus Christ.
神也要在我们每一个人，就是在这教会里面的每一个人身上彰显出来。
God should also be manifested through each one of us in church.
这是他的重点。
That is the main point.
特别是这几节的一个重点。
That is the focus of these verses.
这是说到教会的目标。
That is to talk about the goal of church.
教会有一个目标。
Church has a purpose.
要把神彰显出来。
And that is to manifest out God.
很准确的彰显出来。
To correctly manifest.
被圣灵称义。
To be justified by the Spirit.
圣灵告诉说这是对的，就是这样的。
The Spirit to tell us this is correct. That's the way it ought to be. To be seen by angels.
天使是灵。
Angels are spirits.
圣经说 神叫他使天使再微小一点。
The scripture says that God made him a little bit lower than the angels.
你知道我们人是比天使微小。
You know, men are lower than angels.
但是很新奇，天使要看见。
But amazingly, angels will see.
明明是这样软弱的人。
Such weak people.
却能把神彰显出来。
But they can manifest out God.
被天使看见。
To be seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
To be preached among the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
世人都说神在这里。
The world will say God is here.
当人来到教会的时候，
When men come to the church,
他接触到弟兄姊妹的时候，
when they encounter brothers and sisters,
他能够说神真是在你们中间。
He can say God really is among you.
这是一种荣耀。
This is glory.
不只被接在荣耀。
Not only to be received up in glory.
有一天主耶稣来要把他的教会接到荣耀里。
One day, Lord Jesus will come to receive up the church in glory. If we live correctly in these states, and then we are in this glory. This is very amazing. The purpose of church. This is the purpose of church. Church has many functions.
要让真的要让人能够看到，真的要让世人看到。
To show the world, to show us.
神就是在我们中间。
God is among us.
教会今天怎么样来达到这样的一个目标
？How can the church reach such a goal?
这就是提摩太前书要给我们看的。
And this is what the first book of Timothy tells us.
我今天有一点点的负担。
Today I have a bit of burden.
跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享提摩太前书。
To share the first Timothy with brothers and sisters.
简单的来看一看。
To quickly, easily go through.
神对教会的规划。
To simply go through the design of God for the church.
究竟是怎么样一个情形
？How is it? What is it?
我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's look at First Timothy chapter one.
第一章第三节。
Chapter one, verse three.
我往马其顿去的时候。
When I went into Macedonia,
曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
Remain in Ephesus, as I urged you, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
Nor give heed to fables or endless genealogies.
这等事只生辩论。
Which cause disputes.
并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Rather than godly edification, which is in faith.
这个并不发明原文的意思就是而不是。
In the Chinese, it says it does not bring to you. In originally, it means instead.
神在信上所立的章程。
Instead, rather than godly edification, which is in faith.
这一节圣经啊。
This verse.
不容易让我们明白。
Is hard to understand.
为什么说？并不发明，而不是神在信上所立的章程。这个章程呢、啊，原文的意思是规划，用英文来讲是 plan, P-L-A-N, 规划。
Why does this verse say that rather than godly edification, godly plan, which is in faith?
章程这个字的希腊文。
In Greek, this word, plan.
Oikonomia.就是 economy, 英文这个 economy, 经济经营是从希腊这个 oikonomia 来的。
This word is, the English word economy evolves from this word in Greek.
保罗在提摩太前书第一章给我们看到。
In first epistle of Timothy, Paul shows us,
神对于我们这些所相信的人
God towards those of us believers,
我们这些所相信福音的人
those of us who believe in the gospel,
他在我们的身上是有一个计划。
He has a plan on us.
他有一个经营 economy.
He has a management. He has an economy on us.
是有一个规划。
There is a plan.
是什么规划呢
？What is the plan?
是荣耀福音的规划。
It is the plan to glorify the gospel.
我们接下来看。
Let's continue to read.
他说，但命令的总归就是爱。
It says, but the biggest of all is love.
这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心 无为的信心生出来。
The purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from good conscience, and from sincere faith.
有人偏离这些。
From which some have strayed.
凡去讲虚浮的话。
Have turned aside to idle talk.
想要做教法师。
Desiring to be teachers.
却不明白自己所讲说的，所论定的。
Desiring to be teachers of law, understanding neither what they say nor the things they affirm.
他说命令的总归就是爱。
It's,
这个命令就是前面的嘱咐。
It says the purpose of the commandment is love, and the commandment here are the words before.
保罗对我们信的人。
Paul towards us believers.
有一些的嘱咐。
He has some words for us.
有一些的命令。
Has some commandments.
是从爱来。
It comes from love.
是从清洁的心。
It comes from a pure heart.
什么叫做清洁的心呢？
What is a pure heart?
就是清心。
It is to,
就是 pure, 就是单纯的心。
It is to have a pure, a simple heart.
就是无愧的良心。
It is a good conscience.
什么是无愧的良心？
What is a good conscience?
我们对人没有亏欠。
That we owe nothing to men.
我们在这地上生活。
As we live in this world,
我们常常对人有亏欠。
We often owe other people.
人家当得的。
What other people deserve.
我们当给的。
What we should give.
我们没有给出去。
We did not give.
别人该得的。
What other people should get.
没有得到。
They did not get.
我们心中就有亏欠。
And then in us, we feel shortfall.
无为的信心。
A good conscience.
没有掺杂。
A sincere faith. There's no blemish.
我们对于神。
Towards God.
我们到底有没有掺杂？
Do we have blemishes?
许多时候我们来到神面前。
Oftentimes we come before God.
我们好像信。
It seems that we believe.
但是我们又好像不信。
And then it seems we don't believe.
所以我们有掺杂。
Therefore there are blemishes in there.
我们要求主帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
我们向着神。
Towards God.
我们没有任何的掺杂。
That there is no blemish.
我们没有无伪的，有无伪的信心。
We have sincere faith.
保罗的嘱咐。
Paul's commandment.
他的爱。
His love.
从这样子的来。
It comes from this.
从这样子的心来。
It comes from such a heart.
他来到教会。
He comes to church.
他不是要做一个教师。
He doesn't look to be a teacher.
他不是要教导人。
He's not here to teach people.
这样子能做。
You can do this.
这样子不能做。
You cannot do that.
不是。
He's not doing that.
为什么你接下来看？
Why if you continue to read?
他说我们知道律法原是好的。
He says, but we know that the law is good.
只要人用的合宜。
If one uses it lawfully.
因为律法不是为义人设立。
Knowing this, that the law is not made for righteous.
乃是为不法和不服的。
Not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate.
和犯罪。
For the ungodly and the sinners.
等等。或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。
For the unholy and profane.
这是最后面。我们跳过去哈。就是最后面第十节的最后。或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。
Or for perjurers and liars, other things that are contrary to sound doctrine. If we pay attention to verse 11,
这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。
According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust,
保罗在第一章，
Paul in the first chapter,
他就带我们从荣耀的福音来看律法。
He brings us to see the law through the glorious gospel.
所以给我们看到第一章的重点。
So it shows us the main point for chapter 1.
如果我们把第一章做一个提纲的话，
If we make an outline for chapter 1,
就是不是律法，
then it is not the law.
而是神荣耀的福音。
Instead, it is the glorious gospel of God.
因为神荣耀的福音改变了保罗的一生。
Because the glorious gospel of God changed Paul's entire life.
改变了他整个人。
It changed his entire being.
所以他所有的命令。
Therefore, all of his commandments,
所有的嘱咐,
all of his words,
不是律法,
they're not law,
而是神荣耀的福音,
they're the glorious gospel of God,
出于神的爱,
it comes from the love of God,
出于神真正的关怀,
it comes from God's sincere care,
嘱咐,
to encourage, to talk to,
嘱咐提摩太,
to speak to Timothy,
来服侍教会的时候,
when you serve church,
你要带人真正的进到福音的里面。
You have to bring people into the gospel.
有的人在教会，在当时的教会。
Because there are some people at in church at that time. They often preach the law.
但是就着神荣耀的福音。
But through the glorious gospel of God.
比律法高得多。
It is so much higher than the law.
所以从神荣耀的福音来看。
Therefore, to look at it from the glorious gospel.
律法保罗觉得是低的。
Paul thinks the law is lower.
如果我们人没有得救,
but if we're not saved,
我们连那个律法的标准都达不到,
then we cannot even reach the standard of the law.
因为圣经告诉我们,
because the scripture tells us,
我们如果犯了一条,
if we offend one,
我们就犯了众条,
then we offend them all.
所以从神荣耀的福音来看,
therefore from the glorious gospel of God,
如果人真的得到神的荣耀的福音,
if someone has truly received the glorious gospel,
他生命才会改变,
then his life will change.
不是外面的要求,
it is not the requirements on the outside,
而是里面有律法,
but it is that there are laws inside.
所以在耶利米书31章,
therefore in Jeremiah chapter 31,
他说我要把我的律法写在你们的心里,
it says that I will write these laws into your heart.
因为外面,
because outside,
外面的要求,
what is required on the outside,
其实旧约的百姓,
the people of the Old Testament,
他们都达不到,
they cannot reach that standard.
只有里面的生命的供应,
it is only through a provisioning from inside,
才能够达到,
then you can reach it.
所以一个人,
therefore a person,
来到教会,
come to the church,
最重要的,
the most important thing,
他有没有遇到主,
is whether or not he has encountered God.
他有没有得到这个荣耀的福音?
Has he received this glorious gospel?
这是整个荣耀教会的开始。
This is the beginning of the glorious church.
所以提摩太前书第一章,
therefore, first epistle of Timothy chapter 1 tells us,
不是律法,
it is not the law,
是神荣耀的福音。
It is the glorious gospel of God.
神荣耀的福音改变了保罗的一生。
It is the glorious gospel of God that changed Paul.
他说我从前是逼迫人的。
He said that before I persecute people,
辱骂人,
I humiliate them,
亵渎神的,
I blaspheme against God.
但是我今天蒙了怜悯,
but today I have received, obtained mercy.
因为他是不信不明白时候做的。
Because he is the one who did not know, did not understand God.
他照着他外面的热心,
he used enthusiasm on the outside,
照着传统的教训,
to use the traditional teachings,
来敬拜神,
to worship God,
来逼迫基督徒,
to persecute Christians.
在大马士的路上,
on the way to Damascus,
神遇到了他,
God encountered, God met him.
神说, 保罗, 保罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
God said, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗说, 主啊, 你是谁?
Paul said, who are you, Lord?
主说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Lord said, I am the Jesus who you are persecuting.
保罗的一生就改变。
And Paul's entire life changed.
他就发现荣耀的神。
He found the glorious God.
不止复活在天上。
Is not only resurrected in heaven.
住在他子民的里面。
He is also living among his people.
他逼迫基督徒。
He was persecuting Christians.
他就是逼迫基督。
And that, therefore he was persecuting Christ.
他就看到了基督的身体。
Therefore he saw the body of Christ.
他一生的执事。
His ministry for his entire life.
怎么来建造教会。
It is how to build up churches.
建造基督的身体。
How to build up the body of Christ.
就是来彰显这位基督。
It is to manifest this God.
所以保罗写信给提摩太。
Therefore Paul wrote this epistle to Timothy.
我们知道在使徒行传二十章的时候。
We know in Acts chapter 20.
在历史上。
In history.
他在以弗所服侍了三年。
He served in Ephesus for 3 years.
建立了很大的教会。
And built a very large church.
因为我们从使徒行传里头看到。
Because we see in the book of Acts.
他在以弗所有三年的时间。
He spent 3 years in Ephesus.
全亚细亚的人。
The entire people of Asia.
都听到了主耶稣的道。
We're all able to hear the gospel.
所以雅典米女神庙。
Therefore, the temple of Diana.
没有什么人去敬拜。
No one was worshiping there.
所以就引起了一个骚动。
Therefore, it caused a disturbance.
所以在使徒行传二十章那里给我们看到。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 20, it showed us.
乱定之后。
After the rebellion.
保罗就往这个马其顿去了。
Paul left for Macedonia.
就把提摩太留在以弗所。
And he left Timothy in Ephesus.
以弗所我去过这个地方。
I've been to Ephesus.
他的那个戏院。
the theater there.
今天还有古迹存在那。
There's still ruins left there.
大概可以坐四万人。
It can accommodate 40,000 people.
所以你知道以弗所是一个大城。
Therefore, you know Ephesus is a large city.
还有很大的图书馆。
It has a huge library.
所以当提摩太留在那里的时候。
Therefore, when Timothy was left there,
保罗就写信给他。
Paul wrote a letter to him.
怎么样把一个教会？
How to build a church?
把它建造到一个荣耀的教会。
How to build a church into a glorious church?
不是律法。
It is not the law.
不是外面的要求。
Not the requirements on the outside.
是里面荣耀的福音。
It is the glorious gospel inside.
今天人来到教会。
Today people come to church.
不是参加一个俱乐部。
They're not joining a club.
得到了主耶稣的生命。
They receive the life of Jesus.
有这个荣耀的生命。
Once you have this life.
真正在他里面的时候。
When this life is truly in him.
能够在凡事上教导他。
And then it can teach him in all things.
所以到了提摩太前书第二章。
Therefore in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
就给我们看到荣耀福音的生活。
And then it shows us the living of how do you live out the living of a glorious gospel.
第二章一开始就给我们看到。
At the beginning of chapter 2 it shows us.
他说我劝你要为万人恳求。
It says that I exhort that first of all you shall pray for all people.
祷告。
To bring supplications and prayers. Intercessions.
祝谢。
And giving of thanks.
你知道荣耀的福音带进一个荣耀福音的生活。
You know, to be brought into the living of a glorious gospel.
就是祷告的生活。
It is a life of prayers.
我们每一位基督徒。
Each one of us Christians.
我们一定要有一个祷告的生活。
We must have a life of prayer.
祷告有恳求的时候。
When you pray, there are times when you beseech.
恳求是急切的求。
To beseech is to ask for urgently.
如果你的家人还没有得救。
If your family is still not saved,
你必须恳求地为他们祷，恳切地为他们祷告。
Then we must urgently pray for them.
有时候我们有祷告。
Sometimes we have other prayers.
有很多的需要。
We have many needs.
我们向神祷告。
We pray to God.
我们有代求。
And we also have intercessions.
我们替很多弟兄姊妹代祷。
We pray for other brothers and sisters.
我们更有祝谢。
But, and more so, we have giving of thanks.
我们常常经历到主的恩典。
Because we often experience God's grace.
主的恩典在我们里面。
His grace is in us.
让我们常常有一个感谢的心。
So that we have a gracious heart, a thankful heart.
我不知道弟兄姊妹感觉怎么样。
I don't know how brothers and sisters feel.
我蒙恩得救不过十五六年。
I've only been saved for 15, 16 years.
我蒙恩得救越久。
The longer I've been saved,
我越多的感谢。
The more thanks I have.
我早晨起来。
When I wake up in the morning,
我就感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
就赐给我新的一天。
To give me a new day.
我们不是消灭，乃是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
It comes from the love of Lord Jesus.
是因他的怜悯。
It is because of his mercy.
不是断绝。
不是。
每早晨都是新的。
Every morning it is new, it's refreshed.
神的慈爱对我们每早晨都是新的。
God's love for us, every mercy for us, every morning it's new.
也许我们昨天有失败。
Perhaps we have failed yesterday.
但是神又给我们新的一天。
But God has given us a new day.
圣经说我们的心岂是转向主。
The scripture tells us that when we renew ourselves, it is towards God.
我们的帕子就岂是出去。
And then whenever we are towards God, that is when our veils are removed.
你知道帖撒罗尼迦前书五章那里说到要常常喜乐。
You know, in First Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, often be joyful all the time.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
That you shall be joyful all the time and give thanks in all things and in prayers and give your thanks for all things in prayers.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the commandment of Lord Jesus Christ to us.
这是命令。
This is a commandment.
要常常喜乐。
To be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you joyful?
弟兄姊妹，我们不容易喜乐。
It is hard to be joyful.
因为我们在生活里有很多的压力。
Because we have much pressure in life.
但是你倒过来，这段圣经你倒过来。
But if you turn these verses around.
如果你常常的谢恩。
If you give thanks in all things.
你就能够不住的祷告。
Then you can pray without ceasing.
你就能够喜乐。
And then you can rejoice always.
奇妙。
It's very amazing.
让我听过一个故事。
I've heard a story.
有一个美国人。
There's an American.
到越南去打仗。
He went to the Vietnam War.
就一次爆炸。
And then there was an explosion.
他失去一条腿。
And he lost one of his legs.
他醒来的时候。
When he woke up.
他回到了美国。
He was already back in America.
他一条腿不见了。
And his leg was missing.
他醒来看到他躺在床上。
He found himself lying in bed.
他只剩下一条腿。
He had only one leg left.
他醒来第一句话说。
When he woke up, the first thing he said.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我还有一条腿。
I still have one leg.
我不知道。当我看到这个，我很惊讶。
When I saw this, I was very surprised.
如果换做我。
If it was me.
我会觉得为什么是我。
I would feel, why is it me?
但是这个基督徒说,
But this Christian said,
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
我还有一条腿,
I still have one leg left.
他能够凡事感谢,
He can be thankful in all things.
感谢是每一件事,
giving thanks to everything.
好事坏事临到我们,
Whether it is good or bad,
我们都要感谢,
we all have to be thankful.
我们能够感谢。
We can be thankful.
我们才能够常常的祷告。
Then we can often pray.
我们才能够常常的祷告。
We can pray all the time.
求主真的是帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
叫我们常常存一个感恩的心。
To have a thankful heart.
接下来我们看。
Let's continue to read.
第四节第二章
Verse 4 chapter 2
他愿意万人得救
Who desires all men to be saved
明白真道
And to come to the knowledge of the truth
因为只有一位神
For there is only one God
在神和人中间只有一位中保
And one mediator between God and men
乃是降世为人的基督耶稣
The man Christ Jesus
他舍自己做万人的赎价
Who gave himself a ransom for all
到了时候这事必证明出来
To be testified in due time.
荣耀福音
The glorious gospel.
不只把我们带入一个祷告的生活
Not only brings us into a prayer life.
而带我们有一个追求真道的生活
It also brings us into a life that seeks after the true doctrine.
就是追求主的话
It is to seek after the word of God.
只有一位神
There's only one God.
我们被神认识吗
Do we know this God?
弟兄姊妹，我们来到这里敬拜神的时候
，When we come here to worship God，
我们要赞美神
，We must thank Him， We must praise Him。
我们怎么赞美神呢
？How do we praise Him？
如果我们对神不认识
，If we do not know God，
我们怎么来够赞美神
？How can we praise Him？
我们看几处圣经
，Let's read few verses。
我自己在读旧约的时候
，When I read from the Old Testament，
我读到一些神的律法。
I've read about the laws of God.
我真的很感谢神。
I'm very thankful to God.
我稍微对神有一点认识。
I have a little understanding for our God.
是在我家有聚会的时候。
It was when we had gatherings at my house.
读出埃及记。
We read the book of Exodus.
读利未记。
We read Leviticus.
读民数记。
We read the book of Numbers.
读生命记。
We read the book of Deuteronomy.
一张一张的在家里读。
And we read it chapter after chapter.
大概有十几二十位弟兄姊妹在我们家聚会。
There are some twenty people at our house.
我们对于旧约不太了解。
We all think that we do not understand the Old Testament.
所以我们就去读。
Therefore, we read it.
我们来看一下出埃及记二十四章、二十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 23.
很多弟兄姊妹如果有空回去看，我只是举几个例子。
If you have more time, you can read it when you go home. I'll just bring up a few examples.
二十三章四到五节。
Chapter 23, verse 4 and 5.
他说：“若遇见你仇敌的牛或驴失迷了路
，If you meet your enemy's ox and his donkey going astray,
总要牵回来交给他。
You shall surely bring it back to him again.
若看见恨你人的驴压。”压卧在重驮之下，不可走开。
If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden,
勿要和驴主一同抬开重驮。
You shall refrain from helping it.
你看这个律例。
You look at this law.
你遇见你仇敌的牛或驴失迷了路。
If you meet your enemy's ox and donkey going astray,
你要先回来交给他。
You have to bring it back to him.
我们弟兄姊妹有没有读过神的这些律例典章？
I don't know if you've read these laws.
当你去读这些神的律例典章的时候，
When you read these laws of God,
你会摸到神要摩西写这样子的律法。
You can touch upon when God asked Moses to write them.
他真是爱人。
He truly loved men.
他也爱这些动物。
He truly loved these animals.
他驮太重的重物的时候，
When they are carrying burdens that are too heavy,
要把它抬开。
You shall surely help him with it.
我真是觉得神实在是充满了爱。
I think God is really full of love.
我们再看几个地方， 利未记19章9节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter
19章。
Chapter 19。
很多，这个如果有时间你们看的话。
There are many of them. If you have time, you can read them on your own. Chapter 19, verse 19.
他说在你们的地收割庄稼。 19章9节。
Chapter 19, verse 9. When you reap the harvest of your land,
不可割尽田角。
You shall not wholly reap the corners of your field.
也不可拾取所遗落的。
Nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest.
不可摘尽葡萄园的果子。
You shall not glean your vineyard.
也不可拾取葡萄园所掉的果子。
Nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard.
要留给穷人和寄居的。
You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger.
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
神定这个律例。
When God set this law,
他说你去收割的时候，
He said, when you go reap your harvest,
这个田的四个角， 你不要把它割尽。
Do not wholly reap the corners of your field.
又遗落的时候，
When you have things left over,
你不要去拾取。
Do not glean, do not gather the gleanings.
所以你看到路德记的时候，
Therefore, when you read the book of Ruth,
路德能够去拾那些麦穗。
Ruth can go gather the gleanings.
你知道在路德回到那个迦南地的时候，
You know, when Ruth returned to the land of Canaan,
之前经过很大的饥荒，
There was a great famine.
经过饥荒以后的人，
People who have suffered through a famine,
当他有了丰收，
When they have harvest,
他非常的珍惜，
they think of it as very precious.
所以路德记说， 路德恰巧来到波阿斯的田里。
It says that Ruth came to the land, came to the field of Boaz.
那真不是恰巧。
That really was not an accident.
因为别的田都割光了。
Because all the other fields were gleaned.
只有波阿斯的田。
There was only the field of Boaz.
因为他遵守神的律法。
Because he followed the law of God. You know, for regular people at that time,
根本不认识神的律法。
They did not know the law of God.
因为路德记是四世纪的时候。
Because the book of Ruth was written during the time of Judges.
四世纪怎么告诉我们？
What did the book of Judges tell us?
那时候以色列没有了，没有王。
At that time, there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
People do as they please.
你知道士师的原文？
You know the original word for judges?
Judge. 就是判断。
It's judge. It is to bring judgment.
今天怎么来做判断？
Today, how do you make a judgment?
根据神的律法。
According to God's law.
根据神的律例。
According to God's words.
根据神的典章。
According to his books.
如果你不认识神的律法，
If you do not know his laws,
你怎么去判断？
How do you judge?
所以你没有办法判断。
So you cannot judge.
所以你这里就给我们看到，
So here it shows us,
我们今天认不认识神？
Today, do we know God?
神是慈爱的神。
God is a loving God.
他的慈爱显在哪里？
Where does his love and mercy show?
他显在他纪念这些寄居的。
It shows that he remembers those strangers.
纪念寡妇。
He remembers the widows.
纪念这些弱势的人。
He remembers these people who have fallen.
他没有什么能力。
These people have no ability.
所以神眷顾他。
Therefore, God cares for them.
你知道这个律法定的距今多少年前？
You know how many years ago were these laws set?
距今3500年前。
It was set 3500 years ago.
距今100年前。 如果距今100年前，
If it was set 100 years ago,
世界各国都没有这么好的律法。
There's no such great law in these countries.
所以当我们去读这些律法书的时候，
Therefore, when we read these books of laws,
我们真是能够摸到神是慈爱的神。
We can really touch on how loving our God is.
他不只是眷顾自己的百姓。
Not only does he care for his own people,
他眷顾所有的人。
He cares for all men.
我们再看一下， 19章13到14节。
Let's look at
就是刚刚这个利未记。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13.
他说不可欺压你的邻舍。
It says you shall not cheat your neighbor.
不可抢夺他的物。
Nor rob him.
雇工人的工匠。
The wages of him who is hired.
不可在你那里过夜。
Shall not remain with you all night until morning.
你今天雇了工人做工。
If you hire someone to work for you.
该付给他的今天就要付给他。
What you shall pay him, you shall pay today. Do not shortchange him. This is the concept 3,500 years ago.
我在台北做事情,
you know, I work in Taipei today.
我货出了,
my goods went out.
他们都收到我东西了,
they received my products.
过了一个月,
a month later,
我跟他们催账,
I go ask them for the money.
他们把支票寄给我,
they send me the check.
2个月以后到期,
and you can't cash it until 2 months later. It is very difficult to run a business. Because men are so deceitful.
该付的钱,
the money they should pay.
他能多拖一天,
if they can delay it by one day, then do they delay it? Let's continue to read.
14节,
verse 14. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 14.
他说不可咒骂聋子。
It says, you shall not curse the deaf,
也不可将绊脚石放在瞎子面前,
nor put a stumbling block before the blind,
只要敬畏你的神,
but shall fear your God.
我是耶和华,
I am the Lord.
我读到这些的律例,
when I read these statutes,
我心真的是很感动,
my heart was very moved.
一个聋子,
a deaf person,
根本都听不见,
he cannot hear.
神说你不可以咒骂他,
God says you cannot curse him.
我记得我小的时候,
I remember when I was little.
我们很喜欢嘲笑胖子,
I like to tease people who are fat.
看到人家稍微胖一点,
when I see other people that when they're fat,
这是死肥子,
and then I will say, you're so fat.
你就知道,
you know.
人很喜欢歧视,
men like to be prejudiced towards others.
人很喜欢欺负人,
we like to take advantage of others.
可是在神的律例里,
but under the under God's laws,
神非常尊重人,
God very much respects men.
其实他是聋子,
even if he's deaf,
其实他是瞎子,
even if he's blind,
都不可以欺负他,
you cannot take advantage of them.
所以我到世界各地去,
when I go all over the country, all over the world,
我特别到了澳洲、纽西兰这些有基督文化的国家, 美国,
when I go to New Zealand, come to America, these countries with Christian cultures,
你就发现,
you will find
在公共的场所,
in public places,
最好的停车位,
the best parking place,
都是给这些弱势,
they're all reserved for the handicapped.
为什么会这么做呢?
Why do people do that?
从圣经来,
it comes from the Bible.
因为神顾念弱势,
because God cares for these handicapped people.
神爱人,
God loves men.
我们越多地去读这些律例典章,
the more we read these statutes and laws,
我们就越摸到神的爱,
the more we can touch upon God's love.
神把那百姓从罪恶中拯救出来,
because God saved his people.
从罪恶中拯救出来,
oh, he saved his people from sin.
他要来建立他们,
he wants to edify them.
所以他告诉他们怎么样来吃饭,
so he tells them how to eat.
所以利未记你就看到,
so in Leviticus you see,
什么是洁净的,
what is clean,
什么是不洁净的,
what is unclean.
告诉他们怎么穿衣,
it tells them how to dress.
在旷野,
in the wilderness,
你要穿细麻的衣服,
you shall wear a cloth of
细麻, 细麻的衣服,
of a fine cloth, of fine linen.
它就比较不, 比较容易排汗,
because you can sweat easier,
比较能够透气,
because it's cooler,
能够活得很健康,
because then you can live a healthier life.
神要我们健康,
God wants us to be healthy.
神要我们快乐,
God wants us to be happy, joyful.
告诉我们怎么住屋,
so he tells us how to live in a house.
祭司要来检查,
the priest shall come to inspect.
什么是洁净的,
what is clean?
什么是洁净的房子,
what is a clean house?
什么是不洁净的房子,
what is an unclean house?
告诉他们所有生活的一切,
he tells them all things regarding how to live.
这是神爱他的百姓,
this is God loving his people.
给他们有典章,
to give them statutes.
有节期,
there are holidays.
你知道没有, 很少有一个民族,
you know, there are rarely a group of people
像以色列旧约的百姓,
like the Israel people in the Old Testament.
有这么多节期,
they have so many holidays.
有月节,
they have a Passover.
他们一放假,
whenever they're on holiday,
八天,
It's for 8 days.
有祝棚节。
They have the holiday of Tabernacle.
又是八天。
Another 8 days.
你看这个旧约立位记的节期。
If you look at the holidays in the book of Leviticus,
节期非常的多。
There are many holidays.
为什么？
Why?
神要他的百姓。
Because God wants His people.
非常快乐的。
To be very joyful.
活在地上。
To live in this world.
但是这些节期都不是目的。
But these holidays are not the purpose.
如果你看这个旧约的典章的时候。
When you read the statutes of the Old Testament.
这个节期的末。末了的时候
Towards the end of the holidays or in the middle of the feast,
祭司要来宣读神的律法书
then the priest shall come to read the law, the God's laws,
要让他的百姓来认识神
to help his people to know God.
所以我们今天怎么来认识神呢
So today, how do we know God?
我们要读他的话
We have to read his words.
不光是新约
Not only the New Testament,
更是旧约
And even more so the Old Testament.
你越读旧约
The more you read the Old Testament,
越认识神的心肠
then the more you will know God's heart.
能够正确的来认识这位神
then you can correctly know this God.
然后你就可以真实的来敬拜他
and then you can truly worship Him.
因为你真正知道他
because when you truly know Him,
知道他是这样子的慈爱
you know that He is such love and mercy.
所以你的敬拜
then your worship
就非常的真实
then it will be true.
一位神
one God.
只有一个中保。
And there's one mediator.
就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And that is Christ Jesus who came to this world.
当然，新约就给我们看到。
Of course, the New Testament shows us.
四福音。
The four gospel books.
主耶稣基督怎么来到地上
？How does Jesus Christ come to this world?
他来到地上接触这么多人。
He came to this world and encountered so many people.
他为什么要来接触人
？Why does he want to touch on people?
他要人得到福音。
He wants people to receive the gospel.
他要人把人从罪恶中拯救出来。
He wants to save men from sin.
不止如此。
Not only so.
他成为那个天梯。
He becomes that heavenly ladder.
使人跟神能够结合。
So that men can be reunited with God.
这约翰福音第一章。
So Gospel Book of John, first chapter one.
我们看到主耶稣。
You see Jesus.
他不但是神的羔羊。
He is not only the Lamb of God.
背负世人的罪孽。
To carry the sin of the world.
这还是消极的。
And that is only the passive side.
积极的。
Actively.
他更是要成为神与人之间的天梯。
He will become the heavenly ladder between men and God.
我们因着基督耶稣。
Because of Jesus Christ.
我们更多的来认识神。
We can know God even more.
所以就给我们看到福音书。
Therefore, it shows us the gospel books.
所以说来到地上究竟为什么？
Lord Jesus came to this world, what for?
马太福音十六章。
A Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 16.
耶稣来到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
Jesus came to. Jesus came to the land of.
耶稣来到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi.
我们知道，在这个时候，主耶稣带领他的门徒已经有三年的时间了。
We know that at this time, Lord Jesus has already had his disciples for 3 years.
耶稣来到地上，他行了很多神迹奇事。
Lord Jesus had had done many miracles and signs, performed many miracles and signs in this world.
但这不是那个目的。
But that is not the purpose.
主耶稣就问他的门徒。
Lord Jesus asked his disciples.
他说：“你们说我是谁？”
He said, "Who do you say I am?"
他们说：“有人说。”
And then some people say, "Some say."
有人说你是谁。
Some say you are such and such.
但主耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
But Lord Jesus said, "But who do you say I am?"
为什么你们说呢？
Why does he say, "Who do you say?"
因为你们与我生活在一起。
Because you live with me.
你住跟我住在一起。
You're living with me.
吃在一起。
Eat with me.
一同的做工。
You work with me.
到底你们看我是谁？
So when you look at me, who do you say I am?
主耶稣像一本敞开的书。
Lord Jesus is like an open book.
敞开在他的门徒中间。
He is opened among his disciples.
他的一言一行一举一动。
His every word, his every action.
都给他门徒看到。
Are seen by his disciples.
所以彼得受了启示。
Therefore, Peter received the revelation.
彼得说你是基督。
Peter said, "You are Christ."
你是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
所以是听得非常高兴。
And when Lord Jesus heard, he was very pleased.
他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。”
He said, "Simon, you are Simon Bar Jonah. You are blessed."
这不是人启示你的。
Because this is not revealed to you through flesh and blood.
乃是我天上的父指示你。
But from my Father who is in heaven.
但这不够。
But that is not enough.
我还要告诉你。
I also say to you.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
I will on this rock I will build my church.
这里很清楚给我们看到。
And here clearly shows us.
主耶稣为什么来到地上？
Why does Jesus came to this world?
他来到地上有一个专一的目的。
He came to this world for one purpose.
要把他的教会建造起来。
To build up his church.
所以保罗给我们看到。
So Paul shows us.
在以弗所书第一章。
In Ephesus chapter 1.
他说神从创立世界以前。
It says that before the beginning of the world.
他就在基督里拣选了我们。
We were destined to be chosen. We were predestined to be adopted.
这里很清楚就给我们看见。
So here it clearly shows us.
神在创造世界以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
他就在基督里拣选了教会。
He predestined adoption of church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天我们能够来到教会。
Today we can come to church.
这不是一件偶然的事。
It is not an accident.
这也不是一件小事。
And it is not a small matter.
神在创造世界以前，他在创立世界以前，他就有这个心意。
Before the foundation of this world, he had this goal in his heart.
所以他创造了人。
Therefore, he created men.
虽然人堕落了。
Even though men had fallen.
但是他来施行拯救。
But he came to do the work of redemption.
他要来建造他的教会。
He wants to come to build his church.
所以感谢主。
Therefore, thank the Lord.
我们是有福的人。
We are blessed people.
我们今天能够因着救恩。
Today, because of salvation,
得到这个荣耀的福音,
we can receive this glorious gospel.
有了这个生命,
we have this life.
我们能够在教会里一同的交通,
we can have fellowship in church.
一同的见证,
to testify together.
一同的来彰显这位神,
to together manifest this God.
这都是神要在教会里所做的。
These are all the work that God wants to do in church.
所以我们蒙恩得救以后,
therefore, after we're saved by grace,
不只有一个祷告的生活。
We not only should have a life of prayer,
我们更要有一个追求真道的生活。
We should have a life that seeks after the true doctrine.
我们再回到提摩太前书第二章。
Let's now return to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
很实际的。
Very practical.
他马上就进到日常的生活。
He enters into our daily lives.
男人怎么生活？
How shall men live?
女人怎么生活？
How shall women live?
你看他说，我愿男人。
He said,
第八节，第二章第八节，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting.
神对男人的要求。
God's commandments towards men.
不要愤怒。
Without wrath.
不要争论。
Do not argue.
你知道男人很容易愤怒。
You know, men are easily angered.
我们看那个武侠片。
If you watch,
动不动就拔刀。
If you watch the kung fu movies.
你如果看西部片，动不动就拔枪。
If you watch the kung fu movies, then they.
他的刀法如果很快。
They easily take out the knife, and if you watch.
他枪法很准的话。
And if you watch the western movies, they bring out the guns, and they're.
他动不动就这样说。
And if they're very good with their guns, and they'll bring out their guns all the time.
如果他不会拔枪，不会拔刀。
If they don't know how to take out their knives or guns.
他就很会争论。
And then they know how to argue.
武德不行是不是？我就来文的。
If I cannot use force, then I will use words.
用笔来写。
I will use pen to write.
写的更是要人的命。
And then the words they write are even worse.
你就看到男人很容易愤怒。
So you see, men are easily angered.
很容易争论。
Very easily they argue.
所以圣经告诉我们，不要含怒，不要到日落。
Therefore, the scripture tells us, do not hold your wrath until sunset.
神知道我们会生气。
God knows we can be angry.
神知道我们会愤怒。
God knows that we have wrath.
但有一个限度。
But there's a limit.
最好是不要。
It is the best if you don't have it at all.
我真的，我以前常常会愤怒。
I used to be very easily angry.
太太跟我生活很痛苦。
My wife was very much suffering living with me.
有一次我抱她的时候。
One time I was holding her.
我对她说。
I said to her.
我说我爱你。
I said I love you.
她心里说，你根本不爱我。
In her heart, she said, "You don't love me at all."
你只爱你自己。
You only love yourself.
真的，我抱她，我就有这个感觉。她说我更不爱她。
When I was holding her, I felt that she was saying that you don't love me at all.
我就调整。
And I adjusted myself to receive the light of God. It is really the Lord shining His light in us. Because why is it that you're so easily angered? Because you care for your own feelings. You don't care for how others feel. Therefore, you're easily angered. You easily argue. God said, don't do that. Lift up your holy hand. The precious blood of God has already cleansed us. Therefore, we can lift up our hands to pray. Therefore, when you look at some brothers and you're not pleased, just pray. Whatever we are not happy about, just pray about it. Gospel will bring us into the light, into life. Very true.
男人该怎么生活?
How should men live?
女人怎么生活?
How should women live?
我们看一下,
Let's read.
第九节,
Verse 9.
又愿女人廉耻自守, 以正派衣裳为装饰。
Like, in like manner also, that women adore themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation.
我不多念啊,
I will not continue to read.
神对姊妹要求比较多一点。
God has more requirements for sisters.
但是我讲几个重点。
But I will talk about a few main points. Moderation means to be modest.
姊妹一定要这样子的感觉。
A woman must have such feelings.
穿衣服一定要谨慎。
When you wear clothing, you must be proper.
不然弟兄没办法专心聚会。
Otherwise, brothers cannot concentrate when they gather.
因为弟兄对外面的感觉是从眼睛来。
Because the feeling brothers have are from their eyes. It's very easily for them to be distracted. Therefore, you must have a modest apparel. To be adorned with propriety. With propriety and moderation. And here, sisters are more moody. They are easily touched. Therefore, they must have a clear mind. Or else they can be easily tricked. So this is very important. Gospel will bring us into our daily lives. Whether it's in Old Testament
无论在新约,
or in the New Testament,
如果你仔细去看,
if you read it carefully,
神对我们的生活,
God has talked about every aspect of our lives. As long as we read the scripture carefully, we live according to God's words, then we are a blessed person. Then in our daily life, we will be kept. This is truly being blessed.
荣耀的福音,
the glorious gospel to be brought into daily lives.
因着时间的关系,
because of time, I will talk about
第三章,
I will talk about chapter 3.
第一节,
Let's read verse 1.
人若想要得监督的职分,
if a man desires the position of a bishop,
就是羡慕善功,
he desires a good work.
这里很稀奇,
here, amazingly,
这里保罗提到一件事,
here, Paul mentions one thing.
他说人若想要得监督的职分,
it says if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires good work.
这个监督哦,
here, the word bishop,
这个字翻译的不好,
this is not translated right.
因为我去查这个工具书啊,
because when I went to look up in other books,
因为这个字是个名词,
because this is a noun,
它在新约一共出现五次,
this word has appeared 5 times in the New Testament.
五次都翻作监督,
all 5 times it's translated as overseer. Perhaps it is because it's influenced by the Roman Church at the time.
但是你看这个字的动词啊, 它在新约出现了11次,
but if you look at the verb form of this word, it appeared 11 times in the New Testament.
我大快很快地把它念一次,
I will quickly read them.
它第一次出现在马太福音25章36节,
the first time it appeared in the Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 25.
他说我病了,
it says, when I was sick, you took care of me.
这个看顾。
This word took care.
就是它的动词。
When I was sick, you visited me. This word visit is the verb.
它一共出现十一次。
It appeared 11 times.
它的意义是看顾。
The meaning is to care for.
43节也是看顾，马太福音25章43节。
And verse 43, it is also to care for.
路加福音1章68节是眷顾。
Gospel book of Luke, chapter 1.
7章16节也是眷顾。
Chapter 1, verse 68 and 70.
使徒行传15章14节也是眷顾。
And then book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 3.
使徒行传15章36节是看望。
Book of Acts, chapter
希伯来书二章六节是眷顾。
The word means to care for, to visit.
雅各书一章二十七节也是看顾。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 27 is also to care for.
所以这个羡慕什么？羡慕做一个看顾人、照顾人、眷顾人的职分。
So therefore, what does this word mean? It is to desire to care for others, to visit others.
其实教会的长老。
Therefore, the elders in a church.
教会服侍的。
Those who serve in a church,
他特别是一个看望人、看顾人、照顾人。
They are people who especially visit others, who care for others.
但是如果人羡慕做一个看顾人的人、照顾人的人、眷顾人的人。
If you desire the work of visiting others and care for others,
他就是羡慕善工。
Then he desires good work.
一个荣耀的教会。
A glorious church.
像我们。提摩太前书三章十四到十六节读的。
As we read in First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 16.
教会要怎么样成为一个荣耀的教会呢
？How can a church become a glorious church？
弟兄姊妹一定要羡慕做一个照顾人的人。
Brothers and sisters shall desire to be one who edify others.
今天只要我们进到教会
，Today when we enter a church，
我们就注意人。
We pay attention to people。
我们就照顾人。
We care for people。
在你的能力范围之内
，within your own ability，
你能够照顾哪几个人
？Who can you care for？
你就去眷顾哪几个人
？And then these are the ones you care for。
常常有一些祷告
，often pray。
有一点追求
，have a seeking。
有一些的交通
，have fellowship。
教会就有很多的照顾的人出来
，and then the church will have many people who care。
当有一个陌生人进到教会的时候
，when there's a stranger who comes，
马上就有人上去照顾他。
Immediately, someone cares for him.
就有人关心他。
There's people who pay attention to him.
就有人照顾他。
And there are people who would visit, care for him.
外人来到你们中间。
When outsiders come among you.
他就像来到家里。
He feels he's come home.
就有人照顾他。
There are people who care for him.
这是一个荣耀教会最重要的一条路。
This is the most important path for a glorious church.
如果我们每个人都有这样的认识。
If each one of us have such understanding.
很快我们的教会就兴盛起来。
And then very quickly the church will be revived.
很快我们的教会就会荣耀起来。
Very quickly the church will be glorious.
非常重要。
This is very important.
保罗那里讲到长老应该怎么具备什么条件。
Paul talks about what are the requirements for an elder.
执事应该具备什么条件。
What are the requirements for a deacon?
其实不是。
Actually it's not.
他是要引导人进到这样子的一个条件里头。
He wants to bring people into these requirements.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
但是我们蒙恩得救以后
，But after we're saved by grace,
神就要不断的调整我们。
God wants to continuously adjust us.
从前喝酒的
，Those who used to drink,
他现在蒙恩得救了，他就不会喝酒。
Those who used to drink alcohol after they're saved by grace, they won't drink anymore.
从前抽烟的人
，Those who used to smoke,
他后来就不抽烟。
They would stop smoking.
从前打老婆的人
，Those who would beat their wives,
他蒙恩得救以后。
After they're saved by grace,
他真的信主的话
，if he truly believed in God,
主就会教导他不要这么做。
And then Lord will teach him not to do so.
这是非常稀奇的。
This is very amazing.
我看过太多这样的见证。
I've seen so many testimonies like this.
第一次看到。
And then I see.
这不是一个要求。
This is not a requirement.
要把人导向这个方面去。
It wants to guide people in that direction.
你去看提多书的时候。
Therefore, when you look at the book of Titus,
保罗对提多他怎么说
？What does Paul say to Titus?
他说格里底人又恶又懒。
It says the people of Galatians they are lazy.
格里底
Crete.
格里底人又恶又懒，乃是恶兽。
They are hungry and lazy.
你看，我们这些没有蒙恩得救以前的人，真的是就像兽一样。
Those of us who, before we are saved by grace, we're like animals.
但是神要改变我们。
But God wants to change us.
借着很多的方面。
through many different things,
借着我们的服事,
through our service,
借着我们来到教会,
through us coming to church,
借着我们跟弟兄姊妹一同的团契,
through the fellowships,
使我们不断的改变,
to constantly change us,
使我们能够更新,
so that we can be renewed,
可以达到荣耀的教会,
to, so that we can reach a glorious church.
所以他到了第四章, 他就给我们看, 你要做一个基督耶稣的好执事。
There, and then in chapter 4 it shows us that if you want to be a good minister for the church of God, 提摩太前书第四章就给我们看到保罗怎么勉励提摩太勉励我们每一个人。 In 1 Timothy chapter 4 it shows us how Paul encouraged Timothy, encourages each one of us.
我们怎么做一个基督耶稣的好执事。
How do we be a good minister of Jesus Christ?
我们要在真道的话语上。
In the words of faith,
就是神的话上。
It is the word of God.
还有我们向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
And then the good doctrine which we have carefully followed.
真道就是神的话。
Good doctrine is the word of God.
善道就是有人把神的话解开了。
Words of faith is when someone opened up these words for you.
使我们明白。
So that we understand.
而且我们也看到这个传道的人。
And then we also see this minister.
真的活出他所讲。
This preacher really living out what he's saying.
这就是善道。
And that is the word of faith.
保罗他不只有教训。
Paul not only have doctrines.
还有榜样。
He also set an example.
主耶稣也是这样。
And same with Jesus.
我们每一个传道的人。
Each one of us who preach.
要把我们的话活出来。
We have to live out our words.
把我们所传讲的话活出来。
We have to live out the words we preach.
这里就给我们看到，我们每一个人都要做基督耶稣的好执事。
It shows us that each one of us should be a good minister of Jesus Christ. When we come to church, here it shows us to cast out the old the fables of old ladies, of old maids, and those foolish and pointless words, words that have no base. When we come to church to have fellowship, do not speak profane words.Lord Jesus tells us,
他说你们的话,
He says your word,
是就说是,
if it's yes, say yes,
不是就不是,
and for no, for your no to be no,
不要多说,
and no more,
很多, 怎么样做一个好执事在提摩太前书第四章,
how to be a good minister is in 1 Timothy chapter 4,
很多告诉我,
there are many things that tells us,
而且呢, 他特别讲到你要宣读,
And also it tells us if you are reading,
主的话我们常常要读出来,
we often need to read out God's word.
我们要彼此劝勉,
you have to encourage each other.
我们要教导,
we have to teach.
我们要遵行主的话,
we have to follow God's words.
这样子才能够把教会建造起来,
and then we can build up God's church.
到了第五章,
and then when we come to chapter 5,
告诉我们, 他说你不要严责老年人,
he says do not rebuke an older man.
你看他要像父亲,
exhort him as a father.
不要苛责这些老年妇人。
Do not restrict these widows, these older women.
看她像母亲。
Honor them as mothers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就是我们的亲人。
Are our relatives.
来到教会中。
When we come to church.
我们要都要温温和和的。
We have to be warm towards each other.
就给我们看到怎么在教会中的生活。
And then it shows us how to live in a church.
对于长老。
Towards elders.
如果服侍的人有问题。
If there are problems with those who serve,
还不能够一个人,
cannot be one person,
要两三个人,
there must be two or three people,
来指证,
to show an accusation,
还可以接受这个案子,
and then you can receive this case,
然后还要去查证,
and then you must investigate,
确实服侍的人有这么样做,
to testify, to ensure that truly the person who served has done this,
来指责他,
and then you shall accuse him before all people,
是使人惧怕。
So that the rest may also fear. 所以
这里就给我们看到。
And here you see.
教会的生活。
The church life.
神有规划。
God has a plan.
在第五章他提到很多的寡妇。
In chapter 5 it talks about many widows.
寡妇的章节提了很多。
There are many verses devoted to widows.
而且在那个时代有很多的寡妇。
Perhaps at that time there are many widows.
他说如果真的是寡妇。
He says if she is a true widow.
她又没有儿女。
And she has no children.
教会就要眷顾她。
And then the church shall care for her. If she has children, and then her children shall care for her. It is very clear. Today there are many people who came to church who are weak and handicapped. How do we treat these widows?
教会该怎么样对待他?
How should the church treat her?
关于这些弱势的。
About these people who are weak and handicapped.
圣经都有教导。
The scripture has teachings, has such teachings, very clear.
到了第六章。
When we come to chapter 6,
他就告诉我们一个重点。
He tells us a main point.
我们怎么样为自己积成一个美好的根基？
How do we build a good foundation for ourselves?
第十九节，第六章第十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来。
Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come.
叫他们持定那真正的生命。
That they may lay hold on eternal life.
他第六章就给我们看到主人仆人。
In chapter 6, it shows us the master and the servant at the beginning.
今天我们在地上。
Today in this world.
我们不是做老板。
We're not the boss.
我们就是做伙计。
If we're not the boss, then we are the worker.
我们对着神。
Towards God.
我们要忠心。
We have to be loyal.
我们的老板。
Our master, our boss.
我们要忠心他。
We have to be loyal towards him.
这是神教导的。
This is what God teaches us.
对于我们的伙计。
Towards those who work for us.
我们要关爱他。
We have to care for them.
我们对着人要良善。
We have to be kind towards men.
神教导我们的。
God teaches us.
这是我们工作的态度。
This is our attitude when working.
我们生活的态度。
Our attitude in life.
我们要敬虔。
We have to be godly.
什么叫做敬虔？
What is godliness?
弟兄姊妹，我们思想一下，什么叫敬虔？
Let's think about what is godliness.
敬虔就是说像神。
Godliness is to be like God.
怎么样像神？
How do you be like God? How can you be like God?
具体的说。
To be more concrete.
就是求神的国和神的义。
It is to ask for God's kingdom and His righteousness.
什么是神的国？
What is God's kingdom?
主耶稣，我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，就是神的国临到了。
If you chase away the ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, that is God's kingdom.
在我们的生活中。
In our lives.
神能不能够在我们生命中掌权？
Can God have authority in our lives?
神能不能够管理我们这个人？
Can God really have dominion over us?
我们能够活出神的义？
Can we live out His righteousness?
我们有没有求神的义？
Have we asked for His righteousness?
我们对人对神有没有亏欠？
Have we shortchanged God and shortchanged men?
我们要注意的。
That's what we should pay attention to.
不然我们的生活。
Otherwise, our lives.
我们就是一塌糊涂。
Then it's in a disastrous state.
敬虔还要知足。
Godly and with contentment. Contentment is not to be greedy.
钱人人都需要。
Money, everyone needs it.
但是贪财为万恶之根。
But greedy is the root of all evil.
所以我们不要贪财。
Therefore, do not love money.
有食我们就要满足。
To have clothing, to have food and clothing, we shall be content.
这非常重要。
This is very important.
这个能够保守我们的生活。
This can keep us in our lives.
讨神的喜悦。
To be acceptable to God.
我想时间的关系。
I think because of time.
我们不要多说。
We will not say any more.
神要我们对他有正确的认识。
God wants us to have a correct understanding towards Him.
神要我们对他有正确的经历。
God wants us to have a correct experience.
我们正确的活在他的面前。
If we live before Him correctly.
我们就能够为自己的一生积成一个美好的根基。
Then we can store up a good foundation in this life.
我们这些在教会的人。
Then those of us in church.
我们就能够把神真正的彰显出来。
Then we can manifest out God.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，一点残缺的话语。
Some incomplete words.
实在说不出你的心意。
Cannot express your heart.
主啊，你爱你的教会。
Lord, you love your church.
你自己要建造你的教会。
You yourself will build your church.
你要用话中的水洁净你的教会。
You want to use the water within your words to cleanse your church.
用你的话带着洁净的能力。
Because your words has the power of cleansing.
唯有你的话能够调整。调转我们每一个人。
Only your words can change each one of us.
唯有你的话成为我们生命的供应。
Only your words can become the supply for our lives.
教会才真正的被建造起来。
And then the church can truly be built up.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
一点都不小看我们这个地方的教会。
Do not look lightly upon this church here.
因为我们一个地方一个地方都是来为你做荣耀的见证。
Because one after one, one church after the other, we are testifying your glory.
我们真心愿意人说。
we truly desire men to say,
大哉敬虔的奥秘,
without the great mystery of godliness,
无人不以为然,
without controversy,
就是神在肉身显现,
is God manifested in flesh,
不只在主耶稣基督的身上显现,
not only manifested in Lord Jesus Christ,
而是在我们每一位弟兄身上显现,
but manifested in each brother and sister, to be justified by the Spirit,
被天使看见,
be seen by the angels,
被传于外邦,
to be preached among the world,
被世人信服,
to be believed on in the world,
被接待荣耀,
to be received up in glory.
这是你对你教会要求的目标。
This is the goal for your requirements for the church.
不是我们能达得到。
It is not that we can attain it.
来自你荣耀的福音。
But that your glorious gospel,
你荣耀的生命,
your glorious life,
在里面帮助我们。
Is helping us inside,
给我们恩典,
to give us grace,
达到你的目标,
to be able to attain to your goal,
整个的路程,
the entire path,
求主保守我们每一位,
we ask the Lord to keep each one of us,
活在你的爱中,
to live in your love,
活在你的光中,
to live in your light,
求主祝福这里的教会,
may the Lord bless the church here,
听我们祷告,
to listen to our prayers,
靠主耶稣基督宝贵,
in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.